I think we can start. Okay. Hello once again to all today with no women, which is a pity for this industry. We need more female participation. But okay, at the moment we can't help it. We have two subjects today. The main subject is to find topics for the program of the International Congress beginning of October this year in Portugal. And the type of side topic is maybe we find some more subjects for our monthly meeting, and then we take note for the next few months, because you know, or not all of you don't know, that we meet every last Wednesday in this format like today. Maybe the best would be when I open the schedule, the program as far as we have it. May I share my screen, James? Maybe it would be good that we have all the pixels and bits and bytes. You may shut down your camera and we keep only sound. I do it as well, and I can. How can I do it here? Camera. So, okay. I hope you can see the my screen now. Give me a feedback. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Clear.
Yes. So, I give a very short introduction. The Congress will start with a rally on the 4th of October, and it will end on the 5th in at the venue. And so we go from Lisbon to the Algarve in more or less 1.5 day trip. If you want to talk about this, I can present it later. So we jump immediately onto day number 6, the first day of the Congress. So, first of all, you will see here some topics we have talked about in different meetings the last time. Nothing is fixed. Nothing is fixed. What we have in the moment is a structure of until 19 lectures, which is more than usual. The main reason that we can do until 9 lectures in this format is that we take out the IOB General Assembly from the afternoon of the second day, which was always felt like an interruption of the Congress. So we have now really two full days for presentations and workshop. On the afternoon, or at the afternoon of this first day, we have workshops. Two workshops are pre-selected by our Iberian organization. This is due to the fact that for the first time we have a huge swimming pond available the whole time, because the venue, the resort hotel, has a big swimming pond, and we have two workshops fixed, so that we are looking for a topic for the third workshop, workshop C, because workshop A and B will take place at the swimming pond. So when we now think about and present different ideas for presentations, for lectures, we can have a look as well what might be the best topic for a workshop C. The advantage is as well that we do not need to hire another workshop room, because workshop C, the third workshop, will take place in the conference room. So I stop speaking in a minute. It is sure that we open with a welcome speech as usual. Stefan Meyer as president of IOB, and Claudia will speak because Stefan is as well president of the Iberian group, and so we thought maybe the vice president should talk as well, not twice Stefan Meyer. But all what we have filled in the lecture charts is open to discuss. We are having something prepared directly for the Congress. It is a cooperation between the Iberian, the Austrian, and the Italian Association. We tried to establish this year an investigation questionnaire to tourist places swimming pond. And this is what is in the chart of the first lecture, perception of swimming pond by tourists. This is prepared, and it is it should be discussed once again. And as we have here Franz, Stefan, Nicolo, and my person, we four have to meet in another online meeting to discuss if we can go ahead with the material I have sent you, I think, before Christmas. Okay, and we have filled in swimming pond investigation project in Belgium. I don't know if our colleague from Belgium is with us today. I can't see him in the moment. Maybe he will come. I don't know if they got further in this because of the pandemic situation. I don't know. In springtime last year, it looked like that they would be able to give first results at the Congress. Then we have the topic regulation of NSP in US. Alan Schnark, who is here today, said that he can present at this time something. Here in the position third lecture, but nothing is fixed. A presentation of swimming ponds in Chile, I think, from Pancho Torres, who is, may I say it, a new discovery. He is a quite experienced swimming pond builder in this country and has a good portfolio of a lot of projects, and maybe it's interesting in this context to see what they do in this area. Then we have here the subject of the ecological footprint of NSP 2.0 of the German Association. There we can talk just in a second if this, what was foreseen for Warsaw, is now or will be done at this time. At the evening of the first day, in the context of the so-called gala dinner, we will have the presentation of the winners of Pony Award. This is as well new. We thought it might be better like this. And as well presented in this group here was my proposal of talking about these Blue Connect devices for online measurement of water values in swimming ponds. This is a proposal from my part. And this, the last, which is in some months ago in this group, we elaborated the presentation of common essentials and planning and building of NSP. And the idea is to present this at the end of the Congress. Okay, this is what we have. And as you see, we are looking for a lot of more subjects. So now I stop and ask any questions and comments to what we have. And in the second round, we have a look which proposals you have to include. If you want to say something, please switch on your microphone. This is best way that I see that someone wants to say something. Okay, please, who is it?
It's Franz.
Ah, yeah, Franz. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure if it makes sense to make only 30 minutes presentation. In Warsaw, a lot of presentations, for my opinion, it was too short, too less time, because you have to change between the reference and there are some questions, and perhaps some of the topics will be better to make 1 hour. Not everyone, but some.
Okay, I understand. But as I said, this of 19 lectures of half an hour is something like a maximum, and we can change this when we see better how many and what topics we have.
Maybe another idea is keep the 30 minutes and have another space for the afterwards discussion in a room where you can meet each other, all in, the interested guys, and talk about in more detail. Maybe that's because if you have too long time for each presentation, I guess it's sometimes too long. It's sometimes better to focus to the major points and having us afterwards the possibility for further discussions, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. There are somebody else. Pardon, I see only the abbreviation now. Who is it?
Sorry.
Yeah, I also want to point out that I follow the idea of Franz. So I think to have in general time slots of 30 minutes only is a little too short. And let's say regarding the lecture that we can prepare from Germany, we already figured out during our annual January meeting in December that it is difficult, for example, to sell and get the whole view on this topic within 30 minutes. So it would be good to get some more time, and I think maybe it's a compromise to have 30 minutes plus 15 minutes for discussion and change between the persons talking. Of course, 1 hour would be, I can well imagine, could be also worth for some other topics. Always, of course, including some room for discussion.
Okay, thank you, Max. Question directly to you. You can confirm that DigiFNB can present something about this ecological footprint project?
Yep, I can. Okay. And I think it will be a combination of Tim Köhler, who's the father of the whole project, and me, who will conduct the presentation.
I will correct this.
That's okay for the moment.
Yeah. Because I have to organize this meeting and to make the protocol today. So I take it like this, back your pardon.
That's so great.
I will make some, how you call it, Negrito black, if we can confirm, okay? And give some comment. About the structure of half an hour, I have chosen in this first approach, only in the first approach, a more scientific congress schedule. I know from scientific congress you have even often more, much less time, yeah, than half an hour. My idea was we ask the presenters to focus the topics on 20 minutes and have 10 minutes of discussion. This I know from, yeah, scientific congresses. But yeah, I understand that we may be flexible, but to say we give all half an hour and 15 minutes of discussion, I'm afraid for some topics which might be interesting, it is better to make it short and nice than to make it long and boring. Yes. So we can be very flexible. But I understand that the tendency is to make it a bit longer, but let's look what we have. There are more. On who is this SBPG? I don't know the name.
That's me. Sorry.
That's you. Yeah. Then Stefan Meyer, I think.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I wanted to say, well, I think we have to be a little bit flexible with the times. Mm-hmm. I agree that some topics will be, there will be sufficient time, half an hour, but there will be topics where we already know before and upfront that the time will be short. I think we should try to be flexible and have it in the time schedule already and reflected that we take more time for some topics which maybe need as well more discussion time. Then there's another comment I wanted to make. Maybe Nicolo may tell us more, because there's an approach as well of doing some research in Italy, and I told Nicolo to contact as well the associations from Belgium and Holland to make sure that they don't make research which the others do already. I think yes, he contacted as well Stefan Bruns to make sure that there's nothing double researched. And there came, I think Peter Lauers, who is not with us today, sent the request from Nicolo to Didier, the one of the researchers who responded as well to Italy, which I think is great as well that, he responded something, I don't have it now, didn't find it quickly, at which stage they are.
And yes, sorry, Nicolo.
Yes, no, but and now we just did ask to the one professor of the University of Padua. He was available to, and he was interested in doing some research about swimming, natural swimming pools, because they have a university course fitodepuration, wetlands.
Okay.
Constructed wetlands.
Okay.
And so, and also Borin, the professor of Padua is called Borin, Maurizio Borin, and he is interested in depuration with plants in the University of Agronomy of Padua. And so me and Alex, we wrote to him and we met with him, and he said that he is very interested on it and he is available, and also he put his laboratory available for eventually for a research. But and now we are just starting to speak about it. I don't know if for the Congress we will have something to say, because until now, we still have to find the money, for example. And I just started to write to Peter and yes, to Stefan Bruns and Peter, yes, as Stefan said, turned my message to Diderik Rousseau, or from Belgium, and they said, they answered me that yes, of course we can collaborate, because I wanted to make like an organic research, international organic research of the topics we are interested in, and not just to be like everybody on his own, but to have like to coordinate an international research about swimming pool. And they say that for they will have some results, they will present their results in June.
The colleagues from Belgium.
Yes, but okay. Until now we still don't even know if we will start, because first of all, because of the money we will have, of course everything it's possible, and if you want it, so we will maybe search some European funds or
yeah. Subsidies.
Yes, and also maybe some private sponsoring, but until now we are just we are starting to do this research of money, and so I don't know where
when we will start. Maybe I think in September, I don't know. I hope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Maybe if you're making an international project, it might be even interesting if you present the layout of your project at the Congress. You see, not only the not the results, because you won't have, but you can, you might present the structure of your your project and the aims you want to investigate, and get a feedback of the participants of the Congress. It's only an idea. So we keep this with question mark, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Mauricio Bourin, yes. Did I get the names right like this?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. So we can look in the internet what he's doing and so on, therefore I took the name.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Nicolo. Is it right, Cooper Powers, that you want to say something?
Yes, Udo, thanks for giving me that second air. I had two topics just kind of off the top of my head that'll definitely need some fleshing out and some further investigation, but things that I thought could fill in some easy 30-minute time slots would be some research out of Canada, just out of the past year or two, that looks at engineered ponds as greenhouse gas capture devices, or carbon sinks, to use another term. The research is still ongoing, but I think there's some promising data there. I've actually reached out to several of the scientists at University of Regina, I believe, in Canada. But that could be something that fills in some time. My second one is, as we continue to work with the United States ASP-NSP, Association for Swimming Ponds and Natural Swimming Pools, we're learning a lot, and we're learning how to interact with not only donors, but volunteers in the nonprofit sense. I'd be happy to lead maybe a shorter or brief lecture talking about what strategies will have worked for us in this coming year for nonprofit reach outs and communication education strategies. I know that at the So Green meeting, Diana Seclusla, if I'm saying her name correctly, I'm probably not, she had talked about some education strategies to bolster the biodiversity discussion in Europe. And those are just two topics that need fleshing out, obviously, but just some things I wanted to put on the table.
The second is strategies of communication.
In a nonprofit as a placeholder title, if you wanted to put that.
Yeah, okay. I put your name. Pardon, you are based in Canada. Did I get it right? Or you're in the U.S.?
I'm in the U.S., yes, sir.
U.S., okay. But you talked about the carbon sink and technical ponds in Canada, is that right? University of Regina?
Yes, that's correct.
And it is a project in Canada?
Yes, it's a research project. It's two doctoral fellows that have started to look at this research. It is slightly related to natural swimming ponds, or at least I'm hoping the research turns out to be. I've reached out for some further discussion. So these are just, like I said, early topics, placeholders, but they do have some weight in terms of talking about climate change and how to expand your audience as a nonprofit related to natural swimming pools.
Okay, and can you provide more information about this carbon sink topic?
I can't. Do you? Want me to expand on it now or something in a follow up later?
No, you can. Maybe it's we have to talk about other topics which can't go into detail, but you, it's not the topic you have heard about. You have access to information.
I do, yes.
Okay, fine. So then I would ask you, Stefan Meyer, I hope I'm not exaggerating my competence, but I ask you, Cooper, to make a compact information about what they do and what is technical ponds and how is this related to our natural swimming ponds and so on. And because this might be an interesting subject, I think so, the other one as well, but we need more, because we want to know who is involved and what they're doing and so on.
Because, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So, and the other thing here was, other proposal was strategies of communication. Yeah, okay. I like this as well. We have to elaborate it as well. So what do the others say? I see that Hans.
I have another idea,
yeah,
which is much more near to our swimming ponds, to the natural swimming ponds, and it's about the filters. Filters are always not a problem, but they are still in discussion. What's the best thing? What's the best material for filters? And I made experience also together with Bayanova, the speed of the water who is going through the filter. I made some very interesting experience. We know Matthias Frey, he presented his researches about 6 years before, but this was a very scientific experience, and now we made it with filters, which is the best speed for the water going through the filters. And I made some very interesting experiences about that.
So when I call it best speed in filters?
Well, optimal speeds.
Optimum speed. Okay,
if you know this. Optimal speeds. Because the speed is always it's important, but when you use a high speed, then you need some big pumps, and when you use some very low speed, the pumps must be not so strong. Which pumps, which energy we need, huh?
As well, you have to first say what you want to achieve with your filtering, and then choose the velocity. But okay, I've taken this here, optimum speed in filters, is a proposal from Hans. Hans, you would present it, or would you point on another one who would present?
I can present it.
Okay, so I keep your name here. Let's have a look. I see that Stefan Bruns want to say something, and then
yes,
Stefan,
yes.
Meyer.
Okay, so I have up to now three options for some comments. First one is, as we develop in this year and since last year already, a zooplankton monitor to find out with an intelligent art model in behind the quantity of different species of zooplankton inside the basin during the day. That is, for our opinion, really important regarding the in situ disinfection. I could indicate, or we could show the results of the countings, online countings. That would be the first speech. The second idea would be Dana again. Dana with the old data of the last years, and also the new development of Dana 2.0, which will be published and will change the Dana 1.0 in the middle of this year, and we could show all the positive news of the new Dana and the different blocks and elements, how it could be used, and that would be the second one. And the third one would be, we are just in creation of the second zero energy natural swimming pool, and that could be a publication or a presentation which belongs to the eco fingerprint, which you already fixed on one day. These three points we have up to now. Tomorrow we will have another network meeting, And there we have also the question for further presentation. So maybe I can send you tomorrow some more ideas. And you, it's on you then to decide what you would like to take or not. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to make it easy, I filled it in here. Yeah, once again, it is nothing fixed. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
We won't let you speak three times, Stefan.
No, I don't want to speak three times. No, you ask me for different ideas, and then I just ideas.
We are very thankful for your input, and it's always very interesting. Is it okay when I call it real-time zooplankton monitoring?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For me, this is the most interesting thing. This is my personal preference, which is has no value. Stefan Meyer.
I contacted various persons and I asked as well, for example, Wolfgang Wiesner and Heinz Jaksch to bring some topics up, and therefore I would like to give them the chance to talk about it, about their
Heinz is now with the mic on. Heinz,
perfect.
Yes. Hi. Now, first is Wolfgang Wiesner, because the two speeches, they belong together.
Okay. So we talked about what would be the most interesting things we could bring for this event. And we thought calculating the ponds, the biological things, modeling would be a very interesting thing, because it's nothing really new to us, but I think it is not done everywhere till now. Modeling is just done in case of a filter calculator or something like that, but it goes far more in detail, because you can calculate any water, any basin, if you have a pump or you don't have a pump. So it's not only about filter, it's not only about filtration, it's not only about this. You can also calculate the rate of primary production and all these things. If you are all the time aware of the possibility that you can calculate a lot, I think it's easier to pose the questions for the scientific work, and to see what is possible and what can not be possible. So maybe a lot of trial and error can be avoided if you calculate the things in front. So what we thought were two things. The first thing is I would like to explain how you come to the different formulas from point zero. So without having any mathematical formula, you just say, okay, we saw if you have a faster flow, you could have more phosphorus brought to the surface and all these things. So develop the formulas with the audience in a nice and easy way, so that everybody can go with that and can profit from this. So not present the ready-made formulas, rather develop them in front of the eyes of everybody, so that they can find more acceptance. And it's a very open thing. It's not about our filtration systems or something like that. It can be really used for everything.
Very good, Wolfgang. This sounds to me as a subject of a workshop.
Well, no, I would not say so, because if you keep it basic, it has to be interesting for everyone. So my vision for the future is that it's easy for everybody to find an easy formula to describe his project, to say to people how much biofilm they can expect, to say to people how much they have to invest in their pumping energy, to say these things that you can calculate this in front, and even if the people cannot do it afterwards, they should know that it's possible and that it's easy to do. So that's
okay.
I would prefer it as a speech.
Okay.
And not as a workshop, because it's not nothing really new. It is things that everybody should know.
Okay, nice. So I, for as provisory title, I put developing the formulas, easy modeling NSP project.
Yeah.
And it will be you, not Heinz.
That will be me.
Yeah. Okay. So I got it. Heinz, I understood that you have two things.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's possible to divide, but it's just the same. I do the basic work for developing the formulas, so getting the basic numbers and some work to with the edge of the filter. So when they are calculated for the optimum, and what does how can this optimum be reached, and what hinders the filters to reach the optimum? Some poisons like nitrite, etc.
Okay, this sounds to me you need more time than half an hour. But okay, if we talked about
it's definitely it's two things. It's the first thing is to get the formulas just as a description, and then you have to find the parameters for the formulas
and prove them
and how this provement is done in nature, in the swimming pond, in the laboratory. This would be the part of Heinz, how this provement is done and how you come to these constants you need for the formulas, and my part would be to develop the formulas in front of the eyes of everybody.
Okay.
And it's also possible to divide these two speeches.
Exactly, and therefore we can talk about a double presentation, because it's in a way you need more time because it's a bigger lecture. Therefore, I thought it's a workshop, but you're right. So we would reduce the public or the audience, and so I leave it like this here in this type of protocol, and put down more time or double time or something. So thank you very much.
I have another idea
now. Yeah, Hans.
I have another idea. Every swimming pond builders have problems with biofilm on surfaces. Mm-hmm. And it would be a very interesting thing how to avoid biofilm on surfaces. Which surfaces are often occur or rarely occur, something like that. I don't have any idea who knows something about that. We know Jürgen Schön. He worked on his Doktorarbeit. He works on biofilms on surfaces. I think that would be a very interesting thing, and because every swimming pond builder has problems sometimes with biofilm on surfaces. And the people, they don't want biofilm in the swimming pond, in the swimming pool.
I remember that we had Dr. Jürgen Shane. Was it at the International Congress?
Long before.
Long time
before. Yes. Yeah, a long time, some years ago, yes.
Yeah.
4 years, I guess.
So, in the moment, we are still Middle European concentrated, even when our colleague from Czech Republic hasn't had any proposal now. But I see participants in this conference here from Greece, from Denmark, from Spain, even from Colombia. Jairo, do you have a proposal? Something from South America? What about your tropic swimming ponds?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not really. We were thinking of a proposal of our research we're doing on the plants we have available, depending on the climate level that you are, whether you are by ocean level, middle level, or high level, around 2,200. And we have been researching a lot, but we're not really sure. I mean, it's just research we're doing. We have some interesting results, but I don't know if that would be interesting. I don't know what you think.
I hear a lot of colleagues saying we are not working in tropical areas. But I see myself very interested in plant subjects.
I think we have to develop to our evolution has to be that as well we build in tropical areas. So I think it's an interesting method.
Maybe it's interesting.
On this thing. Well, that could be also interesting for indoor natural exactly. Swimming ponds. Would it be a relation between this and indoor swimming ponds?
As far as I know, not, because Colombia, it's not right. In English, it's Colombia. Yeah.
Yeah, it's with an O.
With an O.
Colombia is the state of the in the United States.
Yeah. Pardon, something was wrong. Beg your pardon. Colombia in South America has all types of climates. It goes from a tropical seashore up to nearly high mountain climate.
Exactly.
In a way, it's interesting because within one country, one can travel in a way from all through different climate types, and so I think we should include subjects like this. We have to be open for areas which are outside of Europe and North America, and so I think it's interesting. But the question is, Jairo, could you present it, or who can talk about the plants? You know which plants you have, and so on.
Yeah, the thing is, it would be a joint presentation. I would be working with the biologist who is advising us on plants. They have made a very interesting research on aquatic plants in the level between the 0 and 600 meters above sea level. So they're very tropical specific, very I don't know, appealing, beautiful, exuberant plants, and they have done an incredible work doing that research. And the idea we had is that they would show their research. And we would explain how that research is how we try to apply that research on our design controls. On our design of natural pools, and it would not only be that kind of plants, but the use in our projects, because we choose to work, as Udo was saying, the nice thing in Colombia, for example, and in many places in Latin America, is that you can choose the climate where you work in, because it doesn't, the closer you are to the tropics, to the equator, I'm sorry, it means that you don't have seasons. So you can actually choose what climate you want to work. I mean, you can choose, if you want to say, I don't want water to go, or temperature in general to go above 20 something, you can choose. And in that sense, we have chosen the areas where we are working now, and we have started that research on the plants that we can use in each of the levels above the sea level. And it's very, very interesting the research we have found. And just as something like very, I don't know, it's very, it's something really beautiful, let's say, that it would be a presentation that might not be like a big scientific breakthrough or something, but it's really interesting the how plants change from the level of 4,000 to 3,000 meters, and then between the coffee production areas, which are between 2,000 and 1,500, and etc.
Okay, very nice. So it will be a very colorful presentation.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of pictures.
And your partner presenter is Cassandra or no?
No, my partner presenter is a biologist, a researcher doing his doctorate in Colombia.
Okay, very nice. So, okay, maybe we can include just now the question from Hans. Maybe you can ask her, or you think about which plants would be work in indoor swimming ponds as well, which plants would fit into a greenhouse situation, for example, maybe. But we can keep it for the presentation. But this question will come, I'm sure. I see that Max wants to be the next, and I see Stefan as well.
Yes, that's Max. Correct, Udo. Thanks. So in addition, there is the offer by our member Niklas Sobota and Professor Ulrich Martin to continue to talk about adding carbon and the importance of carbon in relation to natural swimming pools. It's an offer. They made also a lecture in the previous meeting or congress in Warsaw. So, of course, we need to ensure that there is real new information. This is an information I do not yet have, but there is the offer of both persons to contribute also with another lecture. So we should check, but it's available.
Okay, thank you.
Stefan? I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention something, and from our group, we're trying to set up in Latin America. I don't know if you have taken into account. That it would be absolutely. We could have a presentation of BioAntu and a company in Chile run by Francisco Torres, because they have, to my regard, they have the best work that is done in the whole America continent. So that's something we should take into account.
Yeah, look at this.
Ah, there it is. Okay.
So, Stefan?
Okay. Well, I wanted to... to say as well what Hans said, there's the link from my point of view as well, between tropical swimming ponds and indoor pools if they are working with plants. So I think that could be interesting. And in general, I'm not sure how many indoor pools are built yet and for how many members. It's an interesting matter. I think it would be very interesting to go a little bit into this area of indoor natural pools or swimming ponds. And then I wanted to, I knew about the idea of of the carbon, adding carbon. And I wanted to ask Maximilian to participate, but it's already done. So that's what I wanted to say there. The link between tropical pools and if indoor pools as a topic would be interesting for the others. And I don't know who could present this.
There is one private indoor pool in Switzerland. I think it's only one. And I know there were one or more, or maybe it exists, it still exists in Bavaria. More?
No, not more.
That would be a big question. Indoor natural swimming pools. And
yeah, but we would need someone who can talk competent about it.
We need somewhere who can talk about, or who made some researches. Because it's a potential.
Maybe we start with a workshop at that point, and just to find out the pressure on it and the different ways of experiences and so on, mm-hmm. that we collect in the form of a workshop or the details. Yeah, yeah. That would be maybe good.
A workshop, good idea. That would be fine. Yeah. No? About yeah. that.
Mm. Okay. Let me try to organize the discussion. Now it's Franz.
Yeah, we have two proposals from Austria. The first one is from Andreas Fuchs about what's living in a natural pool filter. It's a very nice presentation. We heard it 2 years ago, which kind of animals or plants are inside a gravel filter or some other filters. So I think this is a nice thing. No place anymore. We make a third day. No problem.
Once again, it was animals in filters.
Yes. What's living in a natural pool filter? Not only animals, but
yeah, life in a NSP filter. Life and who was the presenter?
Andreas Fuchs.
From Andreas Fuchs, I have to tell the sad news that he is not able to come to Portugal this year.
Okay.
Because his mother is very, very ill and very, and he cannot leave the country. So.
Okay.
It's not possible to hear this lecture. This time, maybe in 3 years again.
Yeah, 2 years. Okay. 2.5 years. 2 years. Oh, okay. No. Okay, the second proposal. We start quality management in our association 10 years ago. And I think it is very successful. And we want to show you how we start and our experience and something like that. I think it's a good way for other associations to bring more quality in the natural ponds and natural pools.
Didn't we have this subject?
Not yet.
No, what was it?
I think it was the presentation in Vegans. Of the concept, but not
okay.
Not the results.
It was the beginning of this.
Yeah. Okay. It was brilliant. Okay. No problem. It's brilliant. This years ago. So I put you, Franz.
Yes.
In the moment, we do it like this. Okay. Still, even with the tropical plants, we are still Central European orientated, but okay, let's find more ideas, more suggestions. I will organize Stefan and one box here so that we have more space. Let's see, from the US, we have the regulation presentation from Ellen. And maybe we have There were some more suggestions about this. What was it? Communication and carbon sink project. Okay. Let's go back to this workshop topic. I like a lot. I took down here. It was very quick. Indoor NSP. How to do it? This was the idea combination from Hans, Stefan Meyer, and Stefan Bruns. I think we should go there. We should try to come together and talk about it. Maybe someone has to be responsible to organize it to, in a way, to present what was done, where are some trials, and what were the results. I know, Stefan Bruns, you have had an indoor as well near the Baltic coast. Is it still working, or is it? Stefan Bruns?
Yes. Yeah, to be serious, I think it is still working. I'm not extremely sure, but we are also very interested in that term, and I think it will be a very good opportunity for natural pools at all. And I don't think there is a big problem. But the environmental department in Germany has a very, very negative. I don't like to talk about that idea at all, and therefore maybe it's better to start with a workshop and to figure out maybe new research and to figure out what has been done, what kind of measurements are there. Could we maybe start afterwards with a small presentation of the results of the workshop to bring it more in discussion? It's more something like a marketing, I think. We have to, which can result out of that workshop. Okay. But I think at all, it would be a very interesting opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Do the others agree when only provisorial? In a provisorial way, I put Stefan Bruns as responsible for this workshop.
On mute, okay.
No protest. Okay.
So that's okay. Yeah. I can also have a look to this indoor swimming pond in Switzerland. Yeah.
Maybe Hans and me collect firstly the data we can get from existing objects, and then we put it together, and then we. Yeah, that's great. Sounds very good for me.
Yes, what I heard is that Blue Base built some. I think Biotop made some. I have one project in Moscow. Unfortunately, the customer died now, so I don't know.
Because he used it or before already?
Don't make this COVID. Type of
plus COVID, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, he had no chance to use it, unfortunately.
Ah, okay. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. We build also some in Austria.
Mm. Ah, so there are some. So okay. Let's get the info together.
Yeah, that would be great.
Mm. Okay. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice solution for the workshop.
Hans, will you maybe look for the pools in Austria and Switzerland, the indoor pools, and I will look for Germany and somewhere else?
I can do it, yes.
Yeah, would be great. And then we put it together. Uh-huh. So maybe in 1 or 2 months that we have the mm-hmm. collection together, and then we can have a meeting and discuss how to proceed. Okay?
Yes, okay, fine.
So, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you to both. I have another idea with it. Maybe it makes sense that we make one monthly meeting before, dedicated to this subject, if you want.
Yes,
so
fine.
I want to.
Absolutely.
We can in April or a little late. Hey, we say okay on our Wednesday last Wednesday and month we make a meeting and see what we have.
Yes.
If you want, and make a pre-discussion because we want exhaust until. Yeah.
That sounds
because
very good.
Today's subject is this, and as well to collect. Possible subjects for our monthly meeting, so we do both. We have, I think, some topics which are quite fixed. We have some others which are a bit open. We understand that they're still open, like this project in Italy because it's not really begun. We have, I go through it now, we have water plants twice. We have a workshop about water plants, and we have the water plants choice in Colombia. We have the filters, we have communication between devices, technical devices, and the water or the plankton. What do we still have? We have this nice topic of indoor. We have the ecological footprint. We have as well some investigation projects like the one in Belgium, and we have a more social more social subject like the perception of swimming ponds by tourists. I think we are quite diverse in our list. We have regulation subject for US. I forgot, pardon. Here's the subject I put down. A lot of you know our colleague Rudi Wagner, and we know that he has now finished 30 years of planning public swimming ponds, not only in Austria, as well in other countries. And we think it would be, this is a really long career, one of the longest we can have in our industry. We thought we should invite him to present this this time travel of 30 years about planning public swimming ponds. What do you think? We haven't talked about this here. Okay, no protest, no comment. We will keep it where it is. In the end, who will decide is a combination of our Iberian group as organizers in cooperation and communication with the IOB board. But I think we have enough to set up a provisorial schedule of program when the International Congress internet site will go online. Maybe we ask now Stefan Meyer to tell us a bit what is planned with this.
Yes, well, I would like to public all this date possible. I didn't want to do it without more information. I think now we have so many proposals. At least we have a proposal for the program and we can public it. I would like to have a little bit more details about the rally. On the 9th, we have the board meeting of IOB. We have to fix the prices, what we charge to the participants, and decide a little bit on the, go a little bit further with the decision of the topics. And then I wanted to get online with the website and start booking. The sponsoring is as well nearly all defined. Max, there's only the last question about the normal sponsor, the amount, what we charge. And we can go public where so many potential sponsors are already contacted. I want to have the website published in days after the 9th of February.
Maybe this is not the case.
That we are preparing just a small poster as an expectation to make like an expectation campaign. Just to start moving around, it would be a picture with a basic information of the Congress, just to start building expectations on people, and then afterward with just a few information, and then afterwards we would make the whole advertising, just that.
Good, very good, thank you. I think we should not stop because we don't have no more slots to put in subjects. But if nothing else is coming, I see Hans Graf from Denmark. Any suggestion? Or Nikostatos from Greece? Hans first.
What about the supporting program? I know a lot of visitors of this Congress, they are gardeners. And I know in Portugal, there are a lot very beautiful gardens. I made three or four trips in gardens in Portugal. Would that be an opportunity, not organized, but to tell about this garden in the program? That the people, they can stay 2-3 days more longer and then visit some of the very beautiful gardens in Portugal.
Yeah, okay. This is a point where I go to what is planned in the program. The 4th of October this year is a Monday. So the main idea of this is, as most people will come to Lisbon Airport, and from every place in Europe you can come to Lisbon, we start in the early afternoon and make this rally and see at least two swimming ponds, as our swimming ponds here in Portugal are more or less well known because we have done a lot of presentation and so on. We are always in this conference. We thought we will choose two ones which are different and which are as well different from a lot of others in the world. And one is a 5-star hotel, which has a very special configuration of swimming pond. And the other one, at night we go to Evora, which is an old university city, old Roman city, which is a very nice old, with a very urban, but as well typical Portuguese, with the nice, one can't say it's only an old town, there's no new town. So this is a very nice place in Portugal. And the next day we see a very special camping site, which is a camping site with no tents, but you will see with a lot of very special structures, which has as well a swimming pond, which is not only a swimming pond for the camping site, it's as well a place for environmental education. And therefore we have there some features which other swimming ponds don't have. On this way, we can see other swimming ponds, but as you know, it takes always time because we have to get there and we have to stay there at least an hour and the discussion and so on. This is as well the main skeleton of the project. If anybody of you knows a swimming pond which is not designed by me and Claudia, and it's on the way from Lisbon through the Alentejo to Portugal, we are open to include and show other swimming ponds. But I personally don't know. I know a lot of others which are along this road. But as I said, we want to focus on the big special ones. But if anybody has built something on this way, we are open to show other projects as well, which are not ours. So now we come to the garden question. As we start on Monday the 4th, one opportunity, Hans, would be to say you come on the 4th and 5th and look to gardens around Lisbon, because most of them are in the Lisbon Sintra area, and come down to Albufeira on the 6th. This is then Wednesday. This is one option. The other option is we have 6 and 7. We want to have you all on place. And there is what we call Now I come down here and stop scrolling. Here we come to the Congress Plus Day. This is as well new, because we said we take out the IOB board meeting, IOB General Assembly, we take all out from the two Congress days and make what we call a Congress Plus Day. As beginning of October in the Algarve in Portugal, it is summer in a way, it is warm and nice weather, and the venue, the hotel, is directly on the Atlantic beach and has a huge swimming pond and a lot of other facilities. One could come to this hotel, I think, from Sunday to Sunday. This is as well an option, I think IOB will propose. The other option is for those who are not involved on the 8th, can leave at this day and stay some more time in the Algarve or in Portugal and see gardens. This is in the moment my answer. It's an answer only of the days available to what I can what I could do, because I know people involved in garden project and in historic gardens here in Portugal. I could try to find people interesting to guide a group, but I'm not able to organize this group out of the participants. The options are to make it at the time we do the rally or to make it afterwards. Hans?
For me, it's okay. Well, I know a lot of about 50 historical gardens I know in Portugal, and I made tours there 20 years before, now 15 years before, but I could do something. And
most of them are in the Lisbon area or north.
No, it's more in the north. In the south, yeah. They aren't a lot. They're in Évora.
There's only one.
South it was, but I can make a list.
Stefan?
Yeah, there was the request of MyTech, as they have the production of their PVC liner and products in Portugal. They said maybe it would be possible to make a visit to the company, to the production firm. But it's north of Lisbon. I told them maybe it could be interesting to offer it to us on the 3rd, or maybe on the morning of the 4th. It could be a little bit straight. I think it's an interesting offer, but I see it a little difficult with the organization of the directions. It's not so far from Lisbon, but.
Okay. You don't know the town.
Oops. Yes, I can have a look.
Because when you tell me the town, I have an idea how far it is.
What it is?
The production.
The production of PVC liner.
Aha. By Sika. Or something like that. Well,
it wasn't Sika, I think.
MyTech? Yeah, I don't know.
MyTech.
It's Marina Grande.
Hey, yeah, okay. This is 1 hour to drive in Marina Grande, 1 hour to drive from Lisbon North. There's a motorway, okay. One could do it on Sunday, the 3rd, or very early in the morning on the 4th. Yeah, it's possible. Hans, you want to say something?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I would only say I like more gardens than fabrics.
I like well more flowers than people see, but okay. Most of us use them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I think we have made a good work. Now we are coming to our 1.5 hour time limit. It's only a time limit, not to exhaust us too much. I think it's well done. I will write it a bit nicer here into the schedule and send it to Stefan, that you can handle it a bit better, what we have. But we I'm very thankful for your input. And as I told you, it's not closed. If you hear any more subjects, if you know something, please give more input. I know that tomorrow Stefan Bruns told us tomorrow there's another meeting of colleagues of his group thinking as well about projects. I would be very thankful to have something from down under. Maybe be here tomorrow. Nothing from Australia yet. But they do nice projects as well. So, Stefan, and Nikostratos, yes, I forgot you. Yeah. You didn't say anything, but I see you want to say something now.
Also, it's concerning the ecological footprint of the natural swimming ponds. It would be interesting to have some information. If I don't know if somebody knows something about materials that we can use instead of concrete or the conventional materials that we normally use in swimming ponds. Yeah. That would be an idea. Giving an information, I just start here in Switzerland. We spoke with a company that they're doing some things with recycling plastic, and actually they use the plastic that it's not recycled. It's all those bags that you burn them. So they're using that material to create some boards. And we have the first conversation if it's possible to create some elements, corner elements, or if I may say that, that we can probably use them, but we're just in the first conversation with those. I don't know if there are other informations or ideas about those kinds of materials.
I remember that I have talked to some plastic guys as well, specialized in recycled plastic, and we were interested, but the main interest of them is to produce huge amounts, very huge amounts, and so it's not, we are too small to have millions of pieces, and without a huge output they are not very flexible, but maybe you are more lucky to find something. But I think it's a very important subject, because I think with Stefan Meyer I talked about it in a private conversation, looking for substitutes of concrete and swimming ponds, because it turns out that the concrete elements in our swimming ponds are one of the most non-climate conform parts of our products. And so I think it's a very interesting subject. Maybe we can find someone who can talk about it. I put your name, Nikostratos, because this is the idea.
That is good.
We should think about who can inform us. I think there's a product from France. Stefan, help me.
Yeah. I started to use these modules. They are planned for normal chemical pools, but as they use so much less concrete, and they're very, very stable. I'm continuing working with them, and I'm trying to get more information and a better collaboration with this company. Maybe I could get there some information as well about the energy and materials which are used for ecological footprint. I think it's a very interesting matter. I'm in the beginning with this kind of construction. I did one project and I liked it, and the constructor liked it. So I think there's a lot of future, and it would be nice to have more detailed and well-based information about the ecological side of it.
Yeah, and even more interesting would be to find more ways to substitute concrete, not only one product.
Exactly. Okay, that's true. I heard from Spain, in Austria, they are developing bricks from wood cement. Maybe Franz knows a lot more about it, but they looked very interesting to me as well. They are like Lego parts to be put together very fast, and it seems to be very eco-friendly, what I saw up to now.
Franz, do you know something about it?
No, sorry, didn't know anything.
Okay. Okay, then this goes back to Stefan to try to find out more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other colleagues from Austria, they are more of the biological side of our work, maybe don't know something about these elements. Heinz and...
But we have board meeting today, so I can ask my colleagues.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Ask around. No, so we haven't heard about this too. But I cannot imagine that it's very ecological, because the binder is the problem, isn't in the concrete and not the stone itself. So, and the binder you need for the wood too. So I don't know, but yeah, interesting anyway.
Hmm? Okay, thank you. Stefan, if you agree, I think we come to a certain conclusion now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I stop.
The only thing is, well, do you have some ideas for the round table meetings?
Yeah, we fixed one.
We fixed one for the next time, that's great. If someone has something who wants to present it, that we have it in like a deposit of ideas.
Let's check it quickly. Yes, we will meet on the 24th of October.
February.
February. October would be maybe too late.
Okay, now.
Same time, okay. Right?
Thank you.
Have 11.
Keep safe.
Okay.
Easy. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a good time.
Bye-bye. Thanks.